We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes.
Yay!
Are a donkey.
Okay. A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. They gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
I know old school industry lovers quarrel when I hear one.
Yo, shut up.
All right. Okay, donkey.
You're trying to make us a couple. You better stop.
I ain't trying to make
not
y'all nothing.
Old school lovers quarrel.
Nah, I know it. Okay. I used to work with Wendy Williams. I know what the hell going on. Okay. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, September 12th, goes to Timothy DeMars. Timothy is 62 years old, and he hails from Fort Myers, Florida. Okay. What did your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? Ooh. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And who knew that people in Florida love their grass so much? When I'm talking about grass, I'm not talking about old school slang for marijuana. I'm talking about grass, your yard, your lawn, okay? I had no idea that people in Florida take their lawns so serious. Now, we've all seen the movie Friday, okay? Stanley was the first time I witnessed someone not wanting people to be on their lawn, okay? Now that I'm an adult who has his own lawn and pays good money for landscaping, I overstand, all right? Don't walk on my lawn. I have no problem getting barefoot and grounding. I have no, which Envy needs to do right now. I have no problems with the kids running around in the backyard. But if you don't live here, stay off my damn lawn. But I'm not going to jail or potentially getting killed over some grass. And that's exactly the position Timothy DeMars put himself in when he decided to, you know what? Let's go to NBC2 for the report, please.
Two construction workers were leaving work for the night, attaching their trailer to their truck. That's when they say a man walked outside of his home and pointed a gun at them. all because he was afraid that they were going to ruin his grass.
Residents who live on South Town and River Drive say that they're shocked to hear that the issue escalated so quickly. One of their neighbors is accused of pointing a gun at two construction workers. A report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office says that Timothy DeMars even told deputies that he would shoot the construction workers if they messed up his lawn.
That's a lot for some grass.
They found the gun that he allegedly pointed at the men on a shelf in his garage, and they say it was loaded. Deputies arrested DeMars, and he's facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. But tonight, he is bonded out of jail.
Oof. Now, here at the Breakfast Club, we had a debate about this, because the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee told me Timothy should be allowed to pull a gun on these two construction workers because he's 62 years old.
What?
I say that's malarkey. All right, the fact he's saying that that's what old people do when you walk on their lawn. The fact that
what?
Listen, man, he's fat. The fact that he's 62 is all the more reason I think he shouldn't have done it, because he's too old to be going to jail. Would you rather have someone ruin your grass or ruin your ass? Because that's what's probably going to happen to you in jail. Not to mention you in Florida. Everybody's scrapped. Okay, everybody got a gun. It's a stand your ground state. What if you would have pulled your gun on these people for walking on your lawn, and then one of these people would have pulled out a gun and shot you dead all over some grass? Mm. Timothy, now you got all your neighbors shook. Okay, I saw one neighbor say they didn't expect this from him. Another neighbor said he's not the type of person to play with. But now the whole neighborhood watch got to watch the neighbor, and the neighbor is you. Because any small neighborhood infraction could lead to someone getting a gun pulled on them. God forbid you speed through that neighborhood. You might catch two to the chest. Okay? Please don't knock over anybody's trash cans. Oh, my God. The dog poop on your lawn? You and the dog getting shot. All right? Parking in front of his house, I bet you won't without wearing a bulletproof vest, all right? There used to be a time you could go to your neighbors and welcome them with a pie or something. With this guy, you have to go over and let them know you got guns, we got guns too. And that's the problem. Everybody got guns. And you would think since everybody has guns, everybody would be a lot cooler. But for some reason, everybody is a lot more quick on the draw. And personally, I'm not about to be 6 feet under some grass because somebody walked on mine. Please give Timothy DeMars the biggest hee-haw.
There was always that crazy neighbor that didn't want you walking on their grass.
But we ain't seen him pull no gun on nobody for it.
That's crazy.
All I'm saying.
Mm-mm. They chase you with a bat, usually. That was, yeah, New York. Or if you park in their parking spot when it's snowing,
mm-hmm.
and people in New York think the parking spot is theirs,
mm-hmm.
and they shovel it out, you park in somebody's parking spot, you might get a gunshot. Yeah, that might happen in New York.
Say peace, BET.
We're not going to play a game?
No, I don't want to play a game. I want to actually talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to say peace, BET.
BET, we'll see you later, BET. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace!
All right, BET, get out Breakfast Club business for the day. Go on about your business.
What?
Now, should we had a conversation that we're going to post to play.
Salam Remy.
Right?
Yeah. Audible.
Do we do that or do we call it Audible?
Audible.
And go to Breakfast Club Court.
What Breakfast Club? Who?
I think we need to take you and Tyrese to Breakfast Club Court. Because I'm sick of both y'all Negroes. Because both of y'all sat here for an hour and a half, looked each other in the eyes. I thought we hashed everything out.
I thought so too.
I thought the conversation was what it was. Tyrese goes on Instagram. He keeps fueling things.
5 days
now
straight.
Now you're responding to it.
I'm just...
Now you got Gia involved.
Nah, you know what it is? All right, 800-585-1051, Breakfast Club Court. I don't even know what we in Breakfast Club Court for. Tyrese was up here. Yes, we had a long conversation. At the end of the conversation, he apologized. We decided to squash things out,
yeah.
Right? People hit us up and says, it's black brothers. That's what we need to do more of.
Well, black and Dominican brothers. Black and brown.
Tyrese not Dominican. He's black.
You are.
No, I'm not black. They said that, you know, at the end of it, that's what brothers need to do. If we have a problem, something's wrong.
It
was a great conversation.
Regardless of how you felt about the conversation, a lot of great topics were addressed.
Correct.
Health issues,
correct.
Brothers holding themselves accountable, brothers
correct.
Knowing how to communicate and work things out.
Correct.
Tyrese ruined all of that.
Right, he went home.
I told him that Saturday.
He got into social media's ear. Yeah. Social media started hitting him.
Because you told him you wanted to put something in his mouth.
I said, I want to box his mouth. I said,
no,
what
you didn't say box his mouth. You said, I want to box your mouth.
I said, I want to box your mouth.
You said, you want to box your mouth.
I said, the things that you said.
And
I didn't say that. See, why can't you be serious? That's the problem. You can't be serious. That's what that's what almost made him cry, because you don't serious. You don't take him serious.
No, no, what made him almost cry is whatever y'all got going on behind the scenes.
We ain't got nothing going on behind the scenes.
That's the other conversation we need to have
right now.
I know an old school industry lovers quarrel when I hear one.
Old school lovers quarrel. But anyway, 800-585. Well, as I was saying, Tyrese got back home.
When ain't nobody looking. Y'all be mooning each other somewhere.
800-585-1051. Tyrese got back home. I guess he watched the social media, and then for 5 days he been going at me, and then yesterday he called me a liar. I'm a liar. I got receipts. I got this, that, and the other.
You took it a step further this morning, and you told people why you felt like Tyrese disrespected you, and that's because he was flirting
with my wife.
With your wife.
Right.
And she said that.
That is the receipt. I don't need a text. Her mouth is pause. She is the receipt. See, I can't play with you. I'm not playing with you.
This is some 1980s industry stuff. Now you're giving up the wife?
You don't take this. I
ain't never seen you in Fast and Furious. I don't even know why you're doing this.
I'm not playing.
You giving up all this and getting what out of
my wife was the receipt. She
I ain't never
the
heard
truth.
A song that you got with a Tyrese feature. What is happening here?
She is the reason. She is the facts. So 800-585-1051. What is the question? What are we asking?
Listen, so you're not okay with him calling you a liar. You're going to clear your name. But where do you stand with him as far as his mental health journey?
I think you can be... Oh, that's your question to answer. Here you go.
I think you need to ask the mental genius over there.
I am not a mental health genius.
I'm going to tell you, I think he's full of... Can I say caca? No. That's what he's full of. And I think he's full of that. And I think he uses mental health. And that's part of the reason why I feel like people don't necessarily trust people. Mm. I think he uses mental health to his advantage when he needs to. I think he says, oh, it's mental. When it's a situation, oh, it's mental. Instead of being a man and standing on his square and saying, I messed up. This was a problem. That's what he does. And he'll get online today. He'll cry and say this, that, and the other. He does it all the time. We see it every week. And then, congratulate. He does it all the time.
Well, I think you can deal with mental health issues and both be full of caca. But I think the bigger conversation is we never talk about the people who have to deal with people who have mental health issues. Mm. How much are those people supposed to take? How much are family members supposed to take? How much are friends supposed to take? You know, at some point you got to draw lines. You got to set boundaries, you know, regardless of what a person is going through, especially if the person does not want to go get help.
Right. Mm. Right. And that's my boundaries. Block, you never have to speak to you again, because I don't want to get there. And we know a lot more.
What do you mean?
We know a lot more.
What are you talking about?
All right.
You got to refresh my memory. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't pay y'all niggas no attention. Because y'all get on my nerves.
And I think you a little jealous. Because you seen another brother, dark skin and bald, coming into your territory. And you get a little... Look at you.
Okay, time out.
Look at you.
You're admitting this is gay.
Yo, shut up, man.
This is an old school industry lover's quarrel.
It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.
And we're admitting this now.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.